Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good. What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a VCR stand for my TV.
Oh, that's right. Your dad made, yeah.
Yep. And it's very sturdy.
And he
said it already fell on his floor once, so it's not something that I have to take care of.
Now, generally, stuff your dad builds is pretty much made of iron.
I know. It is like a little bookcase, but we have to figure out where to put the holes. So it's exactly like the bookcase, but smaller.
Well, cool. Do you have room for it? I mean, you kind of have that whole stand already.
Yeah, but where am I supposed to put the TV and the VCR?
So did you request this, or did you just need it? Or
I requested it. I wanted to be able to put the VCR under the TV. And when I get a second VCR, I would like to put that also under the TV.
I see. Gotcha.
So I got that. I got clothes that I tried on and clothes that I asked for. Hi, Mom. I got Jungle Book. Ashes gave me a copy of the Jungle Book. My mom and dad gave her a little thing of catnip and a ball with a bell inside, a bigger ball that she could play with.
Oh, that was nice.
I got the latest Trish Cornwall book.
Okay, what are we up to, S?
No, that's the Sue Grafton.
Oh, really?
Patricia Cornwell is really good.
She's that lady, the medical examiner.
Medical examiner, right.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I'll have to read that.
Yeah. Let me see, what else did I get? I got a lot of little things. Well, I asked for nothing big because I couldn't bring anything.
Yeah, aside from a VCR cabinet.
Well, that's holding stuff. I mean, it's not taking up much space if you count. If you realize that the space inside is going to be used.
I see. I thought you were saying for nothing large in size.
Okay.
Because you really still can't carry the VCR case back.
I know. Well, they're going to send it later.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Yeah. And my dad gave me a little flashlight. He gave me a little flashlight I can carry on my keychain. He gave me a mag light like yours, I think. And he gave me a set of jewelry screwdrivers.
Okay. I don't think it's a mag light like mine. I don't have a mag light, but
okay.
I understand the idea.
It's the same size as yours.
I don't think I have one.
Well, you had a little flashlight.
Oh, I got the one I got free with film. It's,
oh, okay.
It's not a mag. That's a min light.
It's a mag light that size.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so I have like three flashlights in my room, which is cool. I need a flashlight. And a little pair of... cool scissors. They remind me of your kitchen shears, except they're more like scissors. Anyway, a lot of little things. It all takes up only about 3 cubic feet of
good
space, all my stuff.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yep, and I got, my sister is paying back car loan to my big grandma. It was $100 a month, and so this was the last. January is the last month of that, and so my grandma gave her the last month free.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, so she gave me $100, too.
Oh, I thought she would have given you $200.
I know. I was really surprised that she gave me so much, but then I saw that it was because she gave her that much.
Gotcha. You know, I have to wonder, just off the record, exactly how many of these comments are going to make any sense at all. Without any context. I mean, like, you know, she should have given you $200. That's got to be just like a totally meaningless statement. But anyway. So, cool.
So I got pretty much what I asked for.
Hey, I opened your parents' gifts, so they have to write them a note, but I thought you said they cut down. Geez, that was really generous.
Well, the first one was 50.
Well, but that's 50 to 40 is not really cutting down, I thought.
I thought it was 25.
No, it's 40.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I mean. So you thought it was 25 is what I was. I mean, 40, that's a little excessively generous.
Okay.
Man, I haven't even made an honest woman of you.
Send him a card or something.
Yeah, well.
Did you get a... talked to her and we said, yeah, 25 would be good.
Yeah, she just can't control herself.
I know. Well, you should see all the stuff we got Brendan. Brendan stayed here for Christmas. His mother and his brother were going to see some other family in Michigan.
But, I mean, Brendan's at least, you know... honorable and all that crap.
Have a gut renting a TV for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, a 19-incher.
I actually got my 5-year-old cousin's daughter, whatever the hell that makes her, a TV, too. I think that's pretty weird.
Yeah, that is.
She's walking around going, I got one with a clicker.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I need an RCA remote control. There's a big screen TV in on the first floor of my dorm, and there are really small buttons, like about an eighth of an inch in diameter, and they're almost flush with the front of the TV. So to push them in, it's really difficult, and that's all we've got to change the channels and volume and turn it on and off. And after about, I think they got the TV last year, and after a year of using these things, they hardly work anymore.
I can imagine. You ever seen those watch remote controls? They have watches.
Yeah, I think I saw them in the store with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm thinking I should get a universal remote and just keep it on me and bring it down when I watch TV.
No, if you're ever anywhere, bar or anything, you know, somebody doesn't watch what you want, do that. All right. Sounds like a good Christmas then.
That's remote in America. Or American for remote.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own.
So you had a good Christmas, it sounds like, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm sure I'm missing a lot of stuff, but it was a lot of small stuff. But anyway, my parents got Brendan, like, a shirt, and I think another shirt, and all these little stocking stuffers.
He's going to get it when they kick anyway, so it's just in the family now. Jeez, I'm so mean.
I feel like I got a lot. There's nothing big.
Okay,
so how was yours?
Oh, my Christmas was quite dandy. Got to see everybody. My grandma was in pretty good shape. She actually made it to Christmas this year.
She came to your house?
Well, she came to my cousin's house.
Oh.
So it's a big improvement. They're really, a lot of the serious problems have pretty much gone away with the drugs and the medicine. So I think that's good news.
Good.
She's still, though, I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but did you ever see the Saturday Night Live with Tom Hanks, who was Mr. Short-Term Memory?
You know, I've been telling that story for the last week, hoping someone was going to remember who. I didn't know if it was Saturday Night Live or Kids in the Hall, but it was the one where he said, hey, who put all this chewed up food in my mouth?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much good. Like that, though. It's not really funny. We had a, wait a minute, I don't have my purse. I didn't bring my purse. Conversation 9 times on the half-hour ride home.
Oh.
And it's pretty weird because we took her up, you know, back to the place, and she just totally didn't recognize it, didn't think she belonged there. And she's been there for 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Well, how was she good? Like, did she remember who you guys were?
Well, yeah, she...
Is she not as frightened anymore?
Not as frightened. The paranoia and stuff like that is kind of gone, although I think the lack of memory is kind of helps with that, if I can use that in an absurd manner. But,
Did she have Alzheimer's also?
I don't think it's Alzheimer's. I kind of think she had a small stroke somewhere along the line, although it wasn't. And strokes can be very weird. You can have, like, a series of small strokes, and there's no real physical symptoms to it. Except
right.
Maybe a headache or something, but, you know, she lives alone.
Right, and then later on you find out, oh, yeah, I've had 5 strokes, and I didn't really notice.
Yeah, although they can't seem to find them, but something like, is seriously. But it's just short-term memory. She remembers things from a year ago, but pretty much anything less than 3 years and more than 2 minutes.
Right.
She doesn't remember at all. So it was pretty weird.
I was just talking to Cassie yesterday, and she was saying that her grandmother, like, told her this half-hour story, like, 3 times in 2 days, and she doesn't have anything wrong with her.
Well,
I mean, they haven't diagnosed her yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, a certain amount of forgetfulness is okay. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I forget things, but... I mean, clearly.
I don't know that you forget things so much as you don't pay attention.
I never hear them in the first place.
Yeah. Like, I mean, now that you've been told once about my eye color, you're never forgetting that. Right?
Blue?
Yes.
All right!
I think so.
That's a bonus point.
Yeah.
Man. So, anyway, we had a pretty good Christmas. We actually... coincidentally, Melinda got for Christmas a book that's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin Heather had also had read it. And so we had a big male-female kind of discussion going over Christmas, which was pretty cool. But the main thing that my cousin at least took away from this book was that men and women score things, if you will, differently, different acts, and kind of like rating, you know, how well your mate is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that women basically give 1 point, like, every time you think of them. So, you know, if you bring them a rose, it's a point. And if you, like, buy them a house, it's a point. But the guys kind of disagreed with that a little bit.
Yeah, being funny. Hello?
Hey, Heather.
Hi, I want to be off the phone.
I'm going to get off at 7:15. I'm on a linguistic study that I'm getting paid, and I have to talk to Jeff, and it's being recorded for the next half hour.
Okay.
Until 7:15.
All right.
Brendan called right, like, about 15 minutes before you showed up, but he said he'd call you at work then.
I already talked to him.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Heather. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Boy, you see, you can't even get any privacy here. This is science, and it's still nothing. But anyway.
So what do guys give points for?
Oh, man, this book is... I actually, after she said that, you know, we talked about it yesterday, and then last night I read it, just to kind of see what was going on. But actually, they made a lot of good points. But basically, it was pretty funny, though, because it was written by a guy, I guess with his wife, kind of, but she's not in the credits. But it basically had the guys... Like, you can only lose credit with guys. It wasn't exactly this clear, but pretty much they had a list of, like, 100 things you can do to, like, win a point with a woman, right? And it was, like, bring her a flower, write her a note, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then with guys, it was pretty much like, you know, if he gets lost and you nag him about him, that's minus 20. It was, like, just this whole list of, like basic, I mean, everything that was on there was pretty much, like, if he's upset, don't talk to him. Just go away,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much true. But I'm saying there has to be something you can do besides just going away. That seems getting off a little too light there. If we have to bring home a rose every day, but anyway. So they made some good points, but it was kind of funny. So anyway, that was a good topic of conversation there. So what?
What kind of stuff
did
you get?
Well, actually, I didn't get too much. I got a nice shirt with a little, you'll see everything, but I got a nice shirt with a little lion on the, or tiger on the...
Oh, wash everything.
Yeah. Well, actually, my mom did my laundry, so that's, boy, this is bad, sounds bad. That was my present for mommy. But, well, actually, it's good because she can like, soak things and, you know, we have stuff at home.
And she's probably more used to ironing.
Well, no, we didn't iron anything, but... You know, like undershirts and stuff, it's good if you soak them a little bit and stuff, and you can't really do that in our...
Right.
But anyway, I got a shirt, a couple little things, but the main thing I got was kind of a $400 credit line in that, you remember Howard, my next door neighbor,
yep.
Whose Rita just died?
Right.
Well, he's probably going to be moving soon, and he has just the coolest stuff. I mean, he has a lot of, like, expensive paintings and, you know, garbage like that. Although, you know, I couldn't pick them out of the cheap ones for the life of me. But the cool thing he has is nothing, like, expensive or major, but just, like, tools he bought when he was 25.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he maybe used a couple times or didn't. But so he has a whole wall of tools that are, like, 60 years old and in mint condition.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, whenever he has a garage sale or estate sale or basically decides to get rid of this stuff, I have her on retainer to go and
mm-hmm.
pick me up whatever she can out of that.
Because, cool.
You know, I love those old things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really
I
cool.
Know.
You got it.
Wait a minute. Now you're going to need another room for all your...
Oh, I know.
Bear trap type stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
but anyway.
Did your mom like her sled?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was a big hit. And I got my dad chocolate back from Switzerland and Mindy a statue back from Switzerland.
Cool. What was the statue again?
It was a couple of dolphins.
Okay. wasn't sure if you said it.
No, I don't know if you saw it or not. Probably didn't. Ugh. So I got to work a little bit this week, which stinks. So what's the schedule here? We should get this down.
Okay. I'm coming back to Philly at around 1 or 2 Friday.
Ooh.
Then I've got that weekend, and then the next week, and then the week after that.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I'm going to work a day or so this week.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a day and a half. Probably 2 days. I don't know yet. But anyway, I'm going to work a little bit this week. I have to work at least half a day. I don't have enough vacation. January 5th is a Friday. So the 2nd through the 5th, we have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I may be heading back to Europe on the 9th or the 8th. So I think the best thing is if you could, I mean, we're up to you, but I mean, ideally I think you should come down like ASAP Friday.
Okay.
And I think we'll have a good weekend. And then,
when would you be leaving, on what kind of day, Monday?
I don't know. Anytime after Saturday, I'm not sure about my schedule.
Okay.
And really, anytime after Tuesday morning, I might be really busy.
Okay.
So.
But I'd rather see you busy than in Switzerland.
True. But I think you got to come down Friday, and then you can just go back whenever you feel like it.
Okay,
and
yeah.
We'll just have to play it by ear.
Okay, good.
But that'll give us Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be excellent. All right?
Okay, that's great.
Cool. Cool. You can bring me my Christmas presents.
Actually, I did get you a couple really small things.
Good, good. Nothing big?
No.
Man. Oh, man. Well, I didn't get you anything
either. Have you gotten any of the catalogs yet?
What catalogs? Oh, I think I got all of them.
You did?
Yep.
I got you the Victoria's Secret one.
Oh, no, I didn't get any of those.
Did you get the Edge?
The Edge. Is that like a knife company?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. That's pretty cool stuff.
Okay, that's where Ben's getting his stuff from.
Okay, it does say you have to be a certified something or other in there.
Yeah, it says you can. They're going to send you a form or something to fill out. So Ben said that he'd fill out the form because he's already gotten stuff sent to him in his name.
What's the form? Is it complicated?
I don't know.
Does he have something in addition or he just basically fill it out?
It might be just that you have to be over 25 and send proof of that. They weren't. I tried to have the catalog sent to you. This upset me much more than it should have. It was very frustrating. I saw the catalog. I thought it would be the perfect gift for you. Because isn't it just cool?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in there.
Okay, and that was going to be a present in itself.
Good.
And so I tried to call, and it was, you know, like 2 o'clock, I don't know, Halloween or Thanksgiving night or just some night. It was 2 in the morning. And I thought I'd just, you know, send him your name. And she's like, well, I can't send it to you because you have to be, well, how old are you? I said, I'm 25. She's like, well, you sound young to me, so I can't send you one. Well, I mean, I guess I could take the information, but we can't do anything until you send us your driver's license.
Oh, my
something
God.
Like that. I'm like, what 16-year-old is going to be up at 2 in the morning?
Well, probably exactly the kind you don't want to order and stuff, but yeah.
I'm like, just because I have a high-pitched womanly voice, I mean...
I'm surprised. I wouldn't think you'd get away with
if a 17-year-old, you know, any boy that's 14 years or older has an older voice than most women do.
True.
I mean, my mom has my voice. So I had Ben call.
Yeah, I don't think you sound young, but... What I don't understand is 25... I mean, can you legally discriminate on somebody not being over 25? I mean, I understand 21 in adulthood, but...
Well, I said I was 25. I said, how old do you have to be? And I don't know if she said 18 or 21,
oh.
But...
Oh, I see.
Obviously, I was just making the 25 bit up. I was probably like 15.
Ah, well.
Something.
So that really got to you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You could have called me. Well, I was probably in Switzerland.
I mean, that sucks. I mean... based on some operator's opinion of someone's voice.
Well, yes and no, because, I mean, the alternative is they just make everybody send it, period.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you really lost out. You just didn't get a break.
So anyway, you got it, and that stuff is just so cool.
Yeah, I didn't realize how cool the catalog, or how much work the catalog was. But, yeah, I was wondering, what the hell did this come from? I don't remember ordering this, but... Oh well. Yeah, so I gotta definitely do some catalog stuff. The only problem is I hate getting stuff sent to me because I'm never home and such a pain. But I figure out what to do about that. So well, I'll probably just get it sent and go drive down to the post office. I'm like I'm gonna figure out something brilliant about it. But all right. Well, anything else going on then?
Yeah, a couple of stories. Anything else about Christmas?
No, not really. I get, we'll obviously talk again, but basically come down Friday. Yeah, that's you're not going to be in town, huh?
What?
Or you'll still be up at your house until then?
Yeah, until Friday.
That's a shame. Okay.
Well, I didn't know. I was thinking if I made it, I didn't want to cut it. I mean.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's only 2.5 days, actually. It seems like longer.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be working.
Yeah,
two
my,
of them.
My plan, well, you're going to, let's see, let's work it out. So if you get back at, one or two, you got to go home. You probably need a couple hours to do whatever. You get here what time? Maybe 8, 9?
But I'm not going to wait until 6 to leave.
Okay.
I mean, I should be there around the time you get out of work, I think, around 6.
Yeah, you'll be here by about 6?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't want you to come too late. I'm a little worried, but all right, well, maybe we can, well, no, 6 o'clock is still a whole evening left, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably be a little tired of traveling all day. Sleep on the train or something, or plane.
Yeah.
Or automobile. But, okay, good.
But it is cool.
Yeah, my plan right now is to work Thursday. I'm sorry?
That you have Monday off.
Yeah. My plan right now is to work Thursday and half a day Friday.
Okay. So you're just going to unpack and clean up stuff tomorrow?
Yeah, go blow some of those gift certificates, I think. Catch some after-school sales. I need some clothes, and I always need dress shirts, you know how it is. But good. Yeah, and I want to really, I don't know if you're going to want to work this weekend, but, you know, you're welcome to with a raise, the appropriate raise. I figure kind of what I was paying you before, and we'll make it with the new one, is basically whatever I earn after tax per hour, except it's pretending I work 40 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
which is very generous because I don't.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I thought that'd be a good wage.
That'd be nice.
So,
I did offer you a day, like probably not one of the weekend days, but one of the days that you're really busy, I'll work while you're at work.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd be glad to pay you, too. Whatever.
That was my last Christmas present, remember?
Well, a day's a lot, maybe a couple hours. But anyway.
I mean, not the 24 hours.
Well, I meant even 8.
Yeah.
That's a lot of salary for you.
Between the time I get up and you come home from work.
Oh, yeah, great. That's 15 minutes.
But
you know, anyway.
The time I get up today, I got up at 1 o'clock today.
Oh,
I took a nap from 2 to 4.
You got up at 1 and took a nap from 2 to 4. That is very noble.
Well, Ashes was sitting here next to me sleeping, too. And I was just really tired.
Well, you can't disturb her. She seemed to remember who you are again?
I think so.
That's good.
I mean, I saw her, my mom and I were sitting next to each other on the couch, and she walked over to my mom and laid on her lap.
Well, she always came to me. She never did like you much.
I know. My dad thinks it's because my mom feeds her all the time, though. She didn't do that to me when I was feeding her.
Well, she just never came to you.
I know. Heather is really funny. Ashes always runs away from Heather. Like, when Ashes figures out who Heather is, she'll run away from her. So Heather always goes up to her and says, Ashes, you want to run away from me? So Ashes runs away from her.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, just that, whether we maybe work a little bit Saturday or two. I don't know. I really have to get everything settled because I'm a little concerned about working real long hours all week and then taking off Saturday again,
right.
Which I think is possible. So I really have to get everything, like, ready to go and done and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that just worries me. I'm going to try and just go to the laundry.
How long would you go for another week?
I don't know. See, this is confusing. Right now there's a project in England and a project in Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
which may be able to run back-to-back and maybe just me, which may need two people because they run at the same time, which may be big and need two people anyway, which may not start till the end of January or may start. But
okay, so you're only going to know 3 days in advance.
Yeah, if that. So, but I got to go in this week and get my expense report straightened out, make sure that it all comes together. Cause
yeah.
Chrissy left a message and said, there are some questions we have. It's not going to be done for this pay period. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't have whatever, $7,000 laying around to cover all these plane tickets and hotels of 2 weeks in Switzerland that I can just pay. But anyway, so hopefully I'll be okay.
I felt like a real pain. I went to into my department. The first month I got my bill, I had like a $13,000 bill for tuition. And I went and said, you just have to sign this off, right? And they're like, yeah. I said, and all the fees, like the general fee and, you know, $700 of fees also. They're like, yeah, we take care of that. So the second month, the tuition bill was off, but I had all these fees plus like $11 of interest because I hadn't paid them the first month because they just hadn't checked them off the first month. So I went back and I called and said about the fees. You just forgot the fees too, right? I don't have to pay $700 a month. Like, yeah, we just forgot it. And I said, okay, you know, and the $11 interest or whatever, they're like, yeah, we'll take care of that. So this time, they got everything, but they didn't take off the interest. Like, the department didn't say, well, you know, it's just a... So anyway, I went back the third time. Because I don't have 11 or 12... I mean, it's just $11 or $12, but I don't think the department's really paying it. I think they just have to say, well, you know, it's one department to another, and it was just that we hadn't signed it off in time.
Well, whether you have to pay it or not is pretty much irrelevant to you, though. It should be.
Yeah.
But anyway, did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, they said okay?
Yeah, well, she Xeroxed my bill again and said, okay, we'll take care of it.
Did you get interest
I felt like
on the $11?
I was complaining about $11, but I didn't want to pay it. And
that's principle. Well, plus it's not like at work or something. I mean, it's not like they're going to give you better grades if you don't.
Did you read? Did I tell you about the 100? I got the 100 on my final.
Cool.
I
got your grade yet?
I got the grade in my class. Two. In one class, I have an A. I got a 94. In the class, and the A cutoff was a 75.
Ah.
The other one, I have at least 110 average. I think I did really well in the final.
You sure it was a cutoff 115?
The A cutoff is a 90, and I got at least 110.
All right, so it's 2 for 4.
Right, the third class is the one that I got 100 in the first time, and a 63 the second time. I got 100 on the final.
That's probably an A.
The average is a 62. And he also gave all my averages on, like, my homework and my lab and my tests, and my final average was, like, an 89, which is an A.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's what he said. I mean, you know, there's a little grading program, and so he sent around, and my final grade is an A.
That's 3 for 4.
And the last one, I got an 84 on the final. I figured I needed an 85 for an A. Well, that's only if 90 is an A. So if they just do straight grades and 90 is an A, then I missed it by a point. But
I'm surprised. I didn't think you were in danger of missing any of them.
The second test, I mean, the first test I got a 99 on, and the grades were pretty high. The second one I got an 83 on, and the average was about an 83. I missed a question. I thought I'd answered it, but actually I only answered it a little bit of the way, and I was going to finish it later. It was really stupid. So anyway, I think I got above the average on that, but I only had a B because they were saying, well, if 90 is an A, then 80 is a B. And not many people got A's. Most of the people got lower than A. So I don't know if they're going to just go by grades or look at the curve.
So what is your...
So my average in that class is an 89.
89 point or just 89?
I think it's...
I mean, if 85 was an A, it should only be a third of a point on your final grade.
Right. Right, but it was... two-fifths of my grade.
Well, so whatever. I mean, if 80, I mean, was an 85 a 90.00, or was it a...
It was 90 point something.
Oh, then...
84 point something would have given me an A. But I'm not sure exactly what my homework average came out to be. It was either, it was like between a 98 and a 99, or between a 97 and a 98. One of those three numbers.
Gotcha.
So I can go back and look at all of them and figure it out.
89.42. Oh!
I know.
That'd suck.
I know.
Because there's no minus. It's all A, B, right?
Yeah.
Which one is this? What level?
this is the freshman class.
Oh, no, it's embarrassing. When are you going to find out?